Welcome to Dateline RIT with Mike Safran.
Dateline RIT, September 14, 2006. FoxNews.com quoted RIT Professor of Finance Robert Manning from RIT's E. Philip Saunders College of Business in a September 8th story warning about the perils associated with college students relying on easily obtained credit cards, along with the complicity of colleges in adding to the problem by allowing on-campus credit card marketing.
The fastest growing groups of bankruptcy filers are those that have previously registered the lowest rates, and that are senior citizens and young adults under 25 years old. Among one of my great concerns is there's a conflict of interest between the royalties received by colleges from credit card companies in return to the unrestricted marketing of credit cards on campus.
That's RIT finance professor and the author of the book Credit Card Nation, Robert Manning. Dr. Robert D. Fresina, a researcher in RIT's National Technical Institute for the Deaf, was quoted in a September 12 story in Newsweek magazine and on MSNBC.com about a study showing that the hormone progesterone may have negative effects on women's hearing.
Not much is known about progesterone. One of the questions people ask is this problem reversible? We also don't know if hearing is affected in younger women taking combined hormones for a shorter time.
That's NTID researcher Dr. Robert D. Fresina.
This is Will Doobie, communications coordinator at the Center for Integrated Manufacturing Studies. Senate Director Nabil Nasser was quoted in a recent story in the Christian Science Monitor regarding a proposed California referendum designed to foster in-state development of alternative fuels. The ballot initiative would levy a new tax on oil companies that drill in California and use the profits for alternative energy development. Professor Nasser commented that given the current economic and environmental situation, the possibility for success of these types of initiatives is significant. This is Will Doobie at the Center for Integrated Manufacturing Studies on the RIT campus.
On the RIT campus this week, Chief Communications Officer Bob Finnerty on RIT's number 3 national ranking, in computer gaming that is, along with another update on the RIT presidential search, and News and Events Managing Editor Vianna Carvalho with this week's top stories.
This is Bob Finnerty. Texas is number 1, Penn State is number 2, and RIT is number 3, beating out USC, Michigan, and Georgia Tech as part of the top 10. Hang on, I'm not talking about football, I'm talking gaming. The Global Gaming League, a worldwide leader in organized competitive online and live video game tournaments and events, gave RIT the ranking. RIT ranked 3rd based on a variety of factors: the appeal of super high-speed connections and dedicated servers, big-screen TVs and lounges, gaming-related classes, social events centering around LAN parties, and perks like free download licensing. Meanwhile, as part of its curriculum, RIT's B. Thomas Golisano College of Computing and Information Sciences just launched a master's degree program in game design and development. RIT's got game. The presidential search process is in full swing. Forums with alumni, faculty, staff, and students were held in recent weeks. The Presidential Search Committee will use feedback to create a position description. The committee will begin to review resumes in October and November. Finalists will visit the RIT campus in the spring. After receiving feedback from the RIT community, the Board of Trustees ultimately will select the new president in the spring. This is Bob Finnerty on the RIT campus.
This is News and Events Managing Editor Vianna Carvalho. In the current issue of News and Events, read about a series of new specialized master's programs launched this fall by the Golisano College of Computing and Information Sciences. New York State recently approved degree programs in game design and development and networking security and systems administration. A master's degree program in software engineering is pending state approval. The programs were designed to meet the demands of the evolving computing industry. Also in the current issue, RIT's Bevere Gallery opens its season with the American Image, U.S. posters from the 19th to the 21st century. The collection covers numerous themes such as election campaigns, the nation's war efforts, entertainment, travel, and consumer products. And RIT Medical Director Brooke Durland sheds light on the Student Health Center's proactive preparation and readiness for a potential avian influenza or bird flu pandemic in a Viewpoints column. Read more about these stories and other RIT news in the September 7th issue of News and Events. This is Vianna Carvalho on the RIT campus.
This has been Dateline RIT, September 14, 2006. I'm Mike Safran on the RIT campus.
For more on these stories and other RIT news, visit www.rit.edu/news. Dateline RIT is produced by RIT University News Services.